Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Okay, so we have the car payment, the rent, utilities,
and the repair bill.
What should we do?
I know. I'm going to CashNetUSA.com. I can apply in minutes, get an instant decision, and if approved, we could have the money in our account as soon as the same business day.
When you need money fast, be the hero. Go to CashNetUSA.com to apply for the money you need now. The exact timing as to when your loan funds will be available will be determined by your banking institution.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Let's go!
You want NFL experience? Then this is the show for you. This is Up on Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field.
Live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Well, good morning to everyone, and I guess good afternoon to others. Yes, we have two Pro Bowlers, a Super Bowl champ. You know, we came together to do a show called Up On Game. 600 affiliates out there for Fox. We appreciate you guys supporting us, being a part of all of this. If our show is running on your airwaves right now in that market, thank you very much. Thank you to everybody who's tuning in right now and those who will tune in. We've got a great show slated for you guys today. We're bringing in Executive Vice President of Football Ops at the NFL, Troy Vincent. That will be coming up here shortly. We will be bringing in Jason Oway, Penn State defensive end and big-time NFL draft prospect. That will be pretty fun to hear what he has to say. Obviously, I have a little connection there. We went to the same school, so shouts out to the We Are Penn State Nation. Yeah, and this is a perfect time to bring in a Beaver and a Shocker. Spartan. Yeah, you know, what's going on, TJ? What's going on, Plex? How y'all feeling today, man? Y'all good?
Oh, man, I feel fantastic, man. You know, I just, good. You know, looking forward to the show. You know, unfortunately, we will be entertained by two alums.
Yeah, you know, hey, you know, red bottom shoes. You know, life is good.
What color is that? What color blue is that? Is it purple or white?
$100,000 ring. That's the cheapest on the finger. You know what I mean? $100,000 ring. You know what I mean? Red bottom shoes. It's just life is good, man.
Nah, man. Black shoes, white helmets.
Speaking of NFL talk and stuff, yeah, for the very best NFL draft coverage, be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Radio throughout the first round of the draft on Thursday. Catch the NFL's best information man, Jay Glazer, draft analyst Bucky Brooks, me, myself, LeVar Arrington, and we'll all be joining Kevin Burkhart as we'll be live throughout. It's funny doing a live read where you're in the live read, but we have it as they, but I'm part of they. So we'll have the pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to the 32 first-round picks. That's Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time with Jay Glazer, Bucky Brooks, myself, and Kevin Burkhart. Right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. This is a caller topic that we are starting the show off with, 877-996-6369. If you want to get in and answer the said question that is coming down the pipe right now. The Bengals, they're going to be in the draft in the first day. The Giants, they too shall be there. And Washington, they will cast a pick. Each of these teams represent a very special part of our lives because, well, we played for them. Now, I know you got drafted by Pittsburgh, so if you want to go Pittsburgh instead of the Giants, that's up to you, Plex. But
man, he can go both.
Or if you want to do both, you know, I don't know. It is what it is.
He was legendary in both. It wasn't like he –
Very true.
He didn't make his mark on both teams.
That is very true.
You know.
Oh, geez. So here's the question, guys. Who's the best pick for your team?
Well, I'll go first since Plex is going to have to go two teams. For me, and we've discussed this off air and probably a little bit of a discussion on air, games are won and lost up front. If you can't maul guys and you can't push them off the ball or you can't prevent a team from running the ball, you don't stand a chance. If you can't protect the quarterback, you don't stand a chance. So 100% I believe the Bengals, they need to go offensive line. Whomever they have rated the highest, whether it's Penei Sewell or Rashawn Slater, I believe it will be Sewell from Oregon, you have to protect Joe. They threw the ball so much in the abbreviated time that he played before he tore his ACL, talking Joe Burrow. You cannot have him coming off an ACL injury with an offensive line the same as the previous season. This Penei Sewell has a chance to be a really good player, really good player. And everybody, you never know if he's going to pan out. But everybody, oh, we got to get Kyle Pitts. Oh, we got to draft Ja'Marr Chase. If the quarterback has no time, it doesn't matter who you have on the outside. Don't draft a receiver because every time I think of this, it reminds me of Matt Millen and
Penn State,
former Michigan State. Yeah, terrible Penn State guy, by the way. a former Michigan State guy, rest in peace, Charles Rogers and the Williams brothers. When they had Charles Rogers, Mike Williams, and Roy Williams, they got all these first-round picks, but they can't protect the quarterback, so the receivers look like they can't play when in reality they were just in a bad situation. Offensive lineman.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm sitting here. This is kind of a, you know, confusing – you know, choice for me because, you know, there are a lot of holes that the New York Giants need to fill. And, you know, where they are slated in the draft, what they need, those players won't be available. So you bring in Daniel Jones and he is your franchise quarterback. You drafted him with the sixth pick a couple of years ago, but you have holes in the offensive line. You can't protect him. He's turning the ball over like crazy. And Dave Gettleman and the Giants, they part ways with Kevin Zeitler, who was arguably your best offensive lineman on the team, to create room for salary cap relief. And you got to find a way to protect Daniel Jones, because if you don't protect him, he can't be your franchise quarterback. And now you're drafting at the 11th pick, and you just signed Kenny Golladay from Detroit, 4 years, $72 million, $40 million guaranteed. You have Sterling Shepard, Darius Slayton. You bring in Kyle Rudolph from Minnesota, and you have Evan Engram. So if you want to make your offense more explosive, which I don't really believe that you need, you take Jaylen Waddle from Alabama. From what I'm hearing, that he is the closest thing to
Tyreek Hill.
To Tyreek Hill in Kansas City. I mean, if that's the truth, then I say you have to take this guy. But I'm saying to myself, if you're the New York Giants and Daniel Jones, how many weapons do you need for this guy to go out and have success? So if you draft Jaylen Waddle, you have the most explosive core in the NFL when it comes to, you know, having playmakers on the outside at wide receiver with all these guys you bring in. You bring in Kyle Rudolph. So now you have you have the best core group in football. So with that being said, there are no more excuses for Daniel Jones, because you have all this talent around you. So, but I still feel that they need to protect Daniel Jones. But if Jaylen Waddle is available at 11, I believe that they are going to take him, because, you know, they need to be more explosive in the offense, because they really don't have any guys that are explosive when they get the ball in their hands. So I believe they will take him. As far as the Steelers are concerned, you just got rid of James Conner. He's no longer with you, so I think you take Najee Harris out of Alabama, which is something that the Pittsburgh Steelers really don't do, going to the draft and draft running backs high. But they need to solidify that position.
That run game was awful last year.
Yeah, it was. Yep. It costed them.
And if you know anything about the Pittsburgh Steelers, you have to be able to run the football. So I think that's the best pick for them, taking Najee Harris out of Alabama.
I like it. All right, so let's venture into the nation's capital. First off, identifying what their largest needs are. They got a logjam at the quarterback's position, but I don't know that any of those guys are a long-term solution for this team. Some are very, you know, Kyle Allen. They just brought in the journeyman, Mr. Pat Fitzpatrick. Some people like the guy, Heinicke. I don't know if there any of those guys are the long term solution, but I will say they are safe for this season, if you ask me, because I don't believe at the 19th pick there will be a quarterback worth using that first round draft pick on to address your team need at that position. So I knocked the quarterback position off. That leaves the two other major holes that need to be filled for this team, and that's at linebacker's position and it's at the tackle's position. You know, since losing Trent Williams, they needed to have a guy to go with Brandon Scherff. They get Scherff re-signed back to the team. And this team is looking as though they're starting to build a personality under Riverboat Ron Rivera and Jason, you know, all those guys that are really making a difference for this organization. So I think that you have to go with Christian Darrisaw out of Virginia Tech. And he's a kid that's from the area, which is really, really cool. Comes from a great football background. His mother, Kim Cherry, I actually know her and have done a ton of work with her in the community in terms of with youth football. And you know, she's a big time person for AYF nationally and locally for a very long time. Her son benefited from being around the game for so long and learning it as a fan first, but also as a student and just being a part of it. He shows to be one of the most dominant linemen in this draft, and I think that he can have an amazing impact on whatever team he ends up going to at whatever pick that would be. Now, there are other guys, as you mentioned, TJ, that are being looked at and probably are looked at in terms of going in a higher pick. Darrisaw would be a tremendous, tremendous grab at the 19th pick because he is top 10 level talent. So he's dominant. He's super athletic, super intelligent, as I mentioned. And the reason why I would give the background of him is to understand that the young man brings such an amazing skill set to the table because he's been being developed for such a long time.
I wouldn't be surprised if they went quarterback. I really wouldn't.
Well, I don't.
I wouldn't. If a guy drops or slides or somebody's there that they like, it would not surprise me if the Washington football team looks at the quarterback position if they feel good about somebody.
I would not disagree with that. But again, like I said, my first intuition is that the guys that would be willing to make that, use that 19th pick, because at this point, Washington has to make their picks count. I mean, they don't boast of riches of picks this year. 19th being their first pick is very far down for your first pick. Now, last year they were able to obviously have the number two. That paid dividends in getting Chase Young. I think Christian Darrisaw is the equivalent of what you need and what you got out of Chase Young last year, even at the 19th pick. So with that being said, I don't know that Darrisaw is there at 19. And now the question becomes, do you want to take a risk on a player that you could possibly bring in that's going to transform your team at the 19th pick, or do you try to figure out a way to maneuver to get a little bit higher to ensure that you get that pick? Some people have said that it's going to be more of a focus.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday, So follow the 7 right now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
On getting a linebacker in there to solidify that defense. You got the linebacker out of Notre Dame, and there could be a couple other options. I could not imagine or fathom Micah Parsons being there beyond 10. But so I think that the proper pick would be to go with Christian Darrisaw at that 19th pick at tackle. I think you really make your offensive line a better front. So we're going to open this up to the callers, 877-996-6369. Who's the best pick for your team, and tell us why? But coming up next, we're talking draft, we're talking prospects, we're talking a lot of things NFL. Who better to talk to about it than Troy Vincent, Executive Vice President of Football Operations for the NFL. He'll be joining us on the show next. Stay tuned. You're listening to Up On Game on Fox Sports Radio. No one does sports quite like Las Vegas, where the excitement is endless. You don't go to Vegas just for one game or just one team. You go there for epic pregame and the 3 days postgame, and you go there for showtime, and you go for go time and the 24 hours of prime time. Because in Vegas, the game is just the beginning. Celebrity chef dining, amazing nightlife and entertainment, incredible resorts, outdoor adventures, and so much more. Heart-racing, pulse-pounding excitement packed into 5-plus square miles that are unlike anywhere else. There's only one place where you're never on the sidelines. That's Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Check out all the games, events, competitions, and more happening this season, and book your trip at visitlasvegas.com.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them, with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Up On Game. Without further ado, we're going to jump right into it. We got Troy Vincent, Executive Vice President of Football Operations for the NFL, joining us on the show. Super excited to have you on. How are you doing, good sir?
I'm happy I'm coming on. My wife been working me this morning, man. The yard, moving trash, recycling. I said my interview starts at 12:30. Mm-hmm. So I need to go upstairs and get ready. She said, "Well, when you finish, hurry up back down so you can move this wheelbarrow."
That's how I go, baby. That's how I go. What's up, Troy?
What's up? What's up, Plex? How you doing?
Man, everything's beautiful, man.
We got where TJ at?
Troy, how you know, man? Always a pleasure to have you on with us.
Can you just do one thing? Can you just do one thing for me before y'all kick me off of the radio?
Sure.
Can you please admit to your fans, everyone's listening, that you truly wanted to play in the Big Ten?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you
TJ.
Do that for your boy?
Go ahead, TJ.
No, the big.
Go ahead, TJ.
Especially when you were playing, Troy. You came out, I believe, in '92. Man, the Big Ten was just smash mouth football. Absolutely not. Now, today's game, of course, but back then, absolutely not.
We're not talking about '92.
Oh no, man,
about...
we had.
Come on, bro.
Stop it,
they throw
bro.
The ball. No. They throw the ball in the Big Ten, bro.
No, man, hey, back.
They throw the ball.
Even when Plex was playing, it was I formation. Let's run, 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 play action. Absolutely.
Courtney Hawkins. Stop it. Andre Rison, Desmond Howard. Can you just please just admit real quick? I don't want to take up no much more airtime.
Come on, D. Miller. Come on. Come on. Come on.
No. Just say,
I'm amongst the Big Ten greatness.
Once you said that, Troy, it really hit me. It's really crazy that LeVar, Big Ten.
Yeah.
Plexico, Big Ten. Yeah. Now here, Mr. Troy
Wisconsin,
Benson.
Penn State, Michigan State. Yeah, it just is what it is. It just is what it is.
Absolutely not. That's why in the old days, the Pac-10, that's why we used to smash the Big Ten in the
I don't recall that.
No.
I don't recall that at all.
We let y'all get a win every blue moon.
I don't recall that, not one bit. And I don't recall Oregon State being there either.
I remember Penn State versus Oregon.
Oregon. First play of the game, Kejana Carter, goodbye.
Ran over the free safety.
Hello.
Completely.
And Ron Dane ran through UCLA. Hello.
I mean, Ron Dane.
He did do that.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I'm with you when you're right.
Michigan, with Anthony Thomas did the same exact thing as well.
We're not talking about Michigan.
I'm sorry, but I had to bring it up. Anyway, Troy, let's get down to business here, man. Listen, NFLPA, they agreed to modify the COVID-19. This is like a car accident, like the way I just turned on a dime like this. But you know what? I just want to get into getting some of this information out there and maybe dispelling some of the conversation points that have been narratives that have been developing in terms of the idea that it's almost like a dictatorship to get the COVID-19 vaccination and the protocols surrounding it. Can you just start us off with shedding some light on why the NFL is taking the stance with the protocols with COVID-19, with the vaccination, with players, and just kind of give us some color on what that real narrative is?
Well, it's really pretty simple. I mean, I think we've had some people kind of maybe say some things that particularly wasn't accurate. But we played 17 in 17 weeks. We finished 256 games, no missed games, with protocols that were put in place by both leadership from the Players Association and leadership from our office, Dr. Seals, Dr. Mayer, and their group, who did a wonderful job, wonderful job. The protocols going into the off season are the same. It's a voluntary off season. Not sure why that's gotten so much play. It's always been that way. That's nothing new. It was voluntary when we played. And those who want to choose, there's some protocols that are set in place. There's not going to be a safer, healthier environment than the club facilities. Each of the coaches, each of those we call them tier one and tier two, the personnel that is dealing with the player, the athlete, he or she has to be fully vaccinated or they cannot work inside the building. And then you have players that are coming in that if they choose to work out, again, it's voluntary. So the protocols are in place, protocols from the CDC and those who got us through a wonderful season last year. So, again, there's been a whole lot of talk about what it is, what it isn't. And then on the vaccination education, clubs are doing vaccination days to educate for people to make an informed decision for those who want to be vaccinated, those who don't. But there's daily education. There's vaccination days that's being taken place if those choose to, your family members that live with you that are eligible. So, I mean, we felt like a year ago there was a great partnership, and it still is, around this area. But again, hey, off-season is voluntary. Those are going to show up. When you show up, you know there'll be a secure environment for you to work out and hone in on your skills.
Troy, with the draft being next week, and for those that don't know, I was a believer in Troy's leadership way back when I was playing, when he should have been in a position that we're not going to discuss, but he knows where I'm going with that. You being just a natural leader, the draft. Let's talk. Is this the new normal now, or will we eventually get back to the National Football League? Like I said, the draft is next Thursday. Fans attending, the players attending, families attending, or will this year be more of the new normal where it's still caution when you're talking about inviting these kids out and their families out to a moment that doesn't come around very often and not for many?
So So what we learned last year, because we were forced, there was some things, some forced learning that we saw that worked. What worked? Being able to go in households that we typically wouldn't go in. Being able to celebrate almost 200 student athletes or prospects rather than just the 20 or the 25 that are local on site. Being able to see at the club's level, which we got a lot of pushback. Nope, we can't do it. We can't evaluate it. There's no way I can do my job. The clubs did a wonderful job. People saw head coaches, general managers, club owners, club personnel people in a different light with their children hanging around, mm-hmm. being dads, being moms, and still getting done, making the proper evaluation for your club. TJ, what has happened is it's allowed us, COVID's allowed us to reevaluate everything that we do. This year we got, what, 13? I think 13, we'll have 13 prospects on site.
Right.
Everyone's vaccinated. We're expecting 50 to 55,000 fans a day. 4 to 5,000 will be on main stage. That's that vaccination fan zone. So I think it's the both and, not an either or. But what I really like and I enjoyed a year ago, I think we as a staff, being able to celebrate more of the athletes and their families mm-hmm. right from home. And I think that's special. You have, you know, you got the little red carpet, come across the stage, your bear hug, whatever you want to do, your knuckle bump. But then also, we were able to celebrate so many more in their environment, which I thought was special.
That was frowned upon. And at some point, that was frowned upon for guys to not show up to the draft if they were a high draft pick. But some guys wanted to be fishing. Some guys wanted to be hanging out, barbecuing with the family. So now it created a whole nother entertainment aspect of the draft that maybe we weren't aware of, like you said, with the coaches and all that, that being said.
It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we didn't know. We were forced in it, and then we took a step back, led by Peter O'Reilly, head of our events. Hey, what can we do differently? What did we learn? Talking to the prospects, talking to their family. When we're inclusive in these decisions, LeVar, they're just good outcomes. Why? Because there's wins for everybody. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing this year. I'm happy to see the fans back. I mean, it was great last week at a spring football game, pulling up in a parking lot and seeing 35, 40,000 people. Like, it was refreshing. Like, this is all right.
Nothing like it. You forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Troy, I want to switch gears with you for a minute. I know you oversee the NFL operations, and you know I want to talk about the officiating. You know, I think that it's been very inconsistent over the last couple of years, and I see you guys got rid of the reviewable pass interference. Last year you did it for 1 year and didn't got rid of it. Last season, and now you guys are thinking about reviewing roughing the passer. So it brings me back to the New Orleans and the Rams game when the officiating is just so obvious. Why can't we just have somebody in the higher ups, maybe, DC or maybe Gene or whoever those guys are, step in and say, you guys got it wrong. We got to fix it. And, it's one of those plays where, it stops the New Orleans Saints from going to the Super Bowl. That penalty was so bad that why can't we just have somebody come in and say, you guys got this wrong. New Orleans is supposed to have the ball on the first yard line.
So Plex, you're absolutely right. It was an egregious play, an egregious mistake. We believed over the last two or three years, and you mentioned the PI, which was a complete disaster. That's why the competition committee decided not to bring it forward again. The communication in itself and how we – The ref wants to be, as we engage with the ref is important for him or her to maintain control of the game. As a player, you want the game to be officiated on the field. You hear the coaches talk to us all the time. I don't want someone from New York making that decision. I don't want someone that's not in the stadium making that decision. But collectively, we can make the right decision. So we believe what was playing rule proposal number four, which was the replay proposal this year. This gives New York, the refs, and the replay official in the stadium the ability, because we didn't have the ability legally in the policy, where we can inject ourselves on something that was improper. You know, line of game, was it a catch? But I do believe in taking the steps. Too much replay plex is not good for the game. Yeah. I think we all would agree with that. It's just not good for the game. But we do want to get those clear and obvious things, those egregious plays. We want to get those right. We have to get those right, not just for the play, but for the game, the fan, and everyone. We believe what was proposed, led by Coach Reed and Coach Harbaugh, Walt Anderson, and Perry Fuel, that we're at a place now that we can administer really good communication in stadium, on the plane, in stadium, on the field, as well as New York assisting. What we saw, hey, where to pick it up? Nope, this was a foul. This is where it occurred. Nah, he missed him. We believe that the playing rule proposal number four, which was presented by the competition committee, coaches subcommittee, and the Ravens, is a good start in that direction. But every year, let's take it back now. We can go back to Detroit, Tampa. The game is going to have those plays, the Dez Bryant, but it takes plays like that for us to – and they're not a lot for us to sit back as an organization, as a team, and say, okay, how do we fix that? Hmm. We thought we had that fixed when we talked about the PI penalty 2 years ago. That didn't work. It was a complete disaster. So,
talking to Troy
Vincent. We're in a good place, Flex.
Talking to Troy Vincent, Executive Vice President of Football Operations for the National Football League. Troy, we got a couple more questions before we let you go. One that I'm going to throw out at you is – we talked about the Big Ten, talked about college when we started off the conversation. One thing, you know, you're going to have different opinions one way or the other. Some people are going to say more professional. I like more professional. I want it to be more professional. Some are going to say it could have been a little bit more relaxed. I hated all the rules surrounding the way we had to wear our uniforms when I played. I felt like it impacted the way that I played. I wanted to wear my streamer. The way I wanted to wear my streamer, I wanted to wear the shoes that I wanted to wear. I wanted to wear my socks the way that I wanted to wear my socks. I felt like it impacted the way that I played on Sundays because
you didn't want to sign a GLA.
I didn't want. Well, that was different. That was different. I mean, I just thought I was ahead of my time on that one. But but with that being said, I'm wondering with this relaxation of the jersey numbers, if I could have wore the number that I wore in college, I know I'd have been a better player. I just would have felt better about myself. I would have made more plays. We would have beat Philly way more times than what we did in Washington when you were there in Philly and I was in D.C. It seems as though the league is getting a little bit more aware of the fact that swag is okay. Like, I see the different types of shoes. I'm jealous of it. I see the uniforms are evolving and the way things are being done, Troy. So now this jersey number deal, I don't understand the buying out your inventory part, and you could explain that one. But just having the opportunity to actually wear your college number when you get to the league, what went into the thought process of relaxing the number situation?
So, good question. Remember, playing rule, this was a club playing rule proposal. This wasn't the league.
Okay.
This was a club playing rule proposal. The league can only be part of a playing rule proposal from a committee, competition committee proposal, health and safety. So this was actually presented. This was a Kansas City Chiefs playing rule proposal, where last year you had to expand rosters, where you had the ability to, you know, within an hour, bring somebody up from what we call that ready COVID roster, ready roster, and you run out of numbers.
Mm.
So that was some of the, you know, the impetus around the why. And okay. Then also you had the side where, you know what, we only talked about, that was the club competitive side. But guess what? That's a reality. Man, I got a big 300-pounder wearing a number 6
I love it.
You know, so it's,
I love it.
You get the player piece. You get what we need to run the club, run the sidelines on the competitive side. I think it's going to be good. Mm-hmm. Now, there's inventory. You just talked to that. So as you know, clubs, players have built their brand on a number. That's how people identify them. Man, if you got an inventory of thousands and thousands of jerseys that's been printed on your behalf, somebody, you know, there needs to be some time to be able to get those off the shelf or get that from an inventory. Mm-hmm. So, you know, working with the Players Association and the clubs on that, we'll see that. I mean, you're already seeing players post about numbers that they want to go back to. I saw Dalvin Cook talk about going back to, I think he's number four at Florida State. I think it's interesting. And as we well know, your numbers do, you know, you kind of
they
feel
matter.
The per. Yeah, it matter. They do, mm-hmm. they do matter.
It matter.
Because we know LeVar wanted to wear. He wanted to wear number 11.
Well, that's why I wore 56. Five plus six equals 11.
If he wore number 11, they would have beat the Philadelphia.
Yeah, we would have beat the Eagles. We would have beat them.
Man,
you could have worn number one. You could have worn number 80. You could have worn number 55. Well, no way y'all was gonna do nothing with us. We was ripping through y'all yearly.
Troy, let's
move on from
this last question.
Go ahead, TJ. Talk to him.
Deshaun Watson. Obviously, with him being one of the best players in the NFL and what's going on, how will the league navigate themselves and Deshaun Watson through basically what's going on? Simple.
So I think we've learned a lot. I've been part of it from Ray Rice on. Let's just say fast forward on how we look into violence against women. Or possible, the allegations of violence against women. Lisa Friel heads up our investigations there. Every case, TJ, is different. And rather than assuming or jumping out there, you get all the facts in. Lisa will now come back to our leadership team. Here are the facts. And then you can determine the appropriate accountability, if any. I'm just praying for the young man personally today. I'm praying for him and his family. I'm praying for the young ladies that have came out. This is not good for anybody. Forget the sport. But I think we've learned that every situation is different. They're delicate. You make sure that both, you know, whether it's the accuser, the victim, whoever it may be, that there's a due process in place. And I think we've learned that.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Over time, not that we've rushed in the past, but I think we've learned from the different cases that we've seen in this particular, with this particular subject matter, that the due process takes care of itself. And then that's up to Lisa and her team to now make the proper recommendations to what direction the commissioner and the commissioner's office should take.
Troy, is there anything that you're promoting before we let you go? We so do appreciate you taking a little bit of time away from your wife and your home duties and chores.
The only thing I would promote,
yep.
Well, I love what I'm hearing here.
Appreciate
you all are my peers and what you all do. I love, as you know, I listen to you on both Saturdays and Sundays when I'm driving.
Yep.
Keep doing what you all are doing. You all build the game. Your credibility around the game is essential for the fans. You make myself in particular just so proud to see where you all were, men that I used to compete against. Now seeing you be the voice of the sport, of our sport, and how people view us, frankly, how people view us as individuals, because oftentimes they cheer for us while we have the uniform on, and as soon as the uniform comes off, they don't value our opinions or value who we are. And I just thank you all for what you're doing and the platform that you have. So keep using it positively.
Man, we appreciate that, Troy.
Appreciate it, Troy.
My brother, no
yeah.
doubt.
Yeah, man.
Thank you all, man.
Indeed. That's Troy Vincent, Executive Vice President of Football Ops for the National Football League. That's a wonderful thing, man. And if you missed any of that, boy, y'all better make sure you go to the podcast, subscribe, check it out, listen
Tell
to it.
Tell Tommy we're sorry. You're back to the yard work.
That's amazing. That's amazing. We appreciate
man,
you coming on.
Very informative, man. And, you know, I came into the league in 2000, and, you know, Troy Vincent was all-pro corner, one of the best I've ever played against. And he's always been professional. Mm-hmm. When I say professional, a professional man, you know, on the field and off the field, man. And, you know, the NFL operations is in great hands with him, and you know it will only get better under his direction.
Yeah, he's gonna run the NFL. He's gonna be the commissioner. I'm calling it today.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so we have the car payment, the rent, utilities,
and the repair bill.
What should we do?
I know. I'm going to CashNetUSA.com. I can apply in minutes, get an instant decision, and if approved, we could have the money in our account as soon as the same business day.
When you need money fast, be the hero. Go to CashNetUSA.com to apply for the money you need now. The exact timing as to when your loan funds will be available will be determined by your banking institution.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest.
It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back into the show. You're listening to Up On Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress. We just had the great, the legend, Troy Vincent, who is now an executive vice president of football ops at the NFL. Fellas, I mean, there was a lot there. And here's what I'll say before I let you guys jump in this short, you know, segment, fellas, is that we're going to revisit some of these things that he said, but right for this moment, initially, what was your biggest takeaway from the discussion with Troy?
Troy is very transparent, man. You ask him whatever, and he's going to give you an honest answer. And that's probably what I took away from it. He was transparent, wasn't trying to hide or avoid any topic, transparent. And I enjoyed it. It was refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. He just, you know, he came on, he answered, you know, every question, and you could get a picture of what he was saying in your mind. And as far as the NFL, you know, the egregious calls, and you know, they're making steps to, you know, get it right, you know, from New York and things like that, and the whole, you know, Deshaun Watson thing, saying that it's a delicate situation. It's not even about football, and I think that's the thing most that jumped out to me with him was that, you know, it's a delicate situation. Every case is different, and that, you know, it's not even about football. You know, it's about the people, and just praying for him, man. I think that's the thing that jumped off the page most to me.
Indeed, I thought it was interesting to hear his take on the numbers, which I think we should probably touch back on that later on in the show. But I just enjoy listening to, you know, the things that he has to say about as it applies to our game and where it's going currently. Soon, all right, on the other side of this break, when we get going, we're going to take our callers and we're going to talk about best picks for your team. Also, we got Jason Oway coming up in this hour, defensive end out of Penn State. You are listening to Up On Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, Plexico Burress, and this is Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back.
No, not now.
That sounds like it's going to cost you.
I know what to do. I'm going to CashNetUSA.com. I can apply in minutes, get an instant decision, and if approved, I could have the money in my account as soon as the same business day.
When you need money fast, be the hero. Go to CashNetUSA.com to apply for the money you need now. The exact timing as to when your loan funds will be available will be determined by your banking institution.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2.
Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.